Blog Talk Radio.
In much less detail, the podcast on a Sunday night, August 31st, 2014. I'm Dre. My co-host Jay is soon to join us. And I am in the middle of our draft. And I need to see who is available. So this is going to be a complete train wreck, as we all pretty much figured when me and Jason decided to come up with this idea to do this live draft on the air. My Yahoo screen is sticking, so I can't get to the players at the moment. And I have the third pick overall, so I really want to hurry up and get to the players. My screen does not want to come on for me. Now, the funniest part about this is I've queued up one player, and it's defensive lineman Gerard Mayo of New England. So I'm pretty sure if I don't get this thing to work in the next 30 seconds, it's going to draft Gerard Mayo third overall in this draft, which is going to make me the laughingstock. And I'm really upset because I'm on a laptop now, a newer laptop that belonged to my mother-in-law who recently passed away. Okay, there I am. I can draft Matt Forte, I think, if it'll let me. My older desktop computer always froze up like this. Yeah, there's Gerard Mayo. Oh, well. Yeah, my old desktop always froze up, so I always had a problem trying to make my draft pick, so I've already got a problem. There's my co-host, Jason. It's already a clusterfuck.
I love it. We're doing it live.
I queued up one player on my board, and as you know, it was Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, how did you come up with that? I'm just curious.
15 minutes ago, I started researching and trying to find who I wanted to pick for my little sleepers at the end of the draft. And that was the first name I came up with. And then I stopped researching so I could start setting up the show and getting ready for the draft.
Well, I have to tell you, that was my strategy. My strategy was to make it so that you would be screwed up. And it worked.
Can I say, for the record, how much I fucking hate Yahoo Fantasy draft rooms? Because this happens all the time. Now I've got people on in the draft who's trying to listen to the show live saying that they... Amber says, your wife Amber says she only hears you.
Well, of course she only hears me, because... She's in the room with me.
And somebody else said that they can't hear anything at all. Someone says they can't hear the podcast at all. So,
oh, well, great.
Yeah, this is just as wonderful as we thought it would be.
Well, that's why we're doing it tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Get the bugs worked out. Get the kinks worked out.
Oh, hey, it's almost me again.
Now, I can hear you and you can hear me, so I don't know why no one can hear us.
I hear you just fine. Now,
fine.
Did you listen to your testes the other night?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It sounded fine.
Oh.
Everything sounded wonderful. I even left it in the. I even left it up in case you wanted to hear it. I didn't delete it yet. Our test show, by the way, which I titled Testes because I'm 5 years old and have a sense of humor like that.
Right, because you had balls on the brain.
Uh huh.
So we have to figure out here quickly if Gerard Mayo with the number one pick is worse than B.J. Raji with the number one pick, which was something that my wife did. I'm hearing the groans from behind me here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
Well, I'm up again here. Let's see. Who did I draft? I drafted Eddie Lacy with my first pick. And anybody who knows me knows I'm not a big running back guy, but I'm deciding to do a different strategy here this year. So I'm going to draft. There we go. So I'm loading up on running backs. We'll see if it works.
Nope, there's your pick now, DeMarco Murray. So this is going to be wonderful. I'm going to be out of running backs before I even have a chance to draft.
But I'm curious, who were you going to take at number three if it wasn't Gerard Mayo? And
wasn't Forte available?
Yes, he was, because he went number four. So whoever picked fourth is, I believe, not here.
Oh, you're
up. I'll give you a moment to make your pick. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful defensive
works.
Tackle. Yeah.
Yes. No, I'll take Raji now that I know he's out for the year.
Okay.
I might as well completely torpedo my fucking draft. I've already fucked it up. Jesus Christ, I can't believe I did that. Again, how much I hate Yahoo drafts. Now I'm here live, and now I'm just having a brain lock because I don't know who I want to take.
Well, there's guys on the board. I'll tell you, you're not completely sunk here. There are quality players at 17 or 18.
I have just taken Drew Brees.
Yeah, terrible, terrible move there. Wow.
You're going to get terrible. I still don't have a running back. It's two rounds.
You're gonna get good players in the first two rounds, unless you travel Gerard Mayo.
Gerard Mayo, yes, exactly. Oh God.
Yeah. So we have 10 teams here in our league. Six of them showed up. I know there's a seventh team on the way. That would be the defending league champion, my mother. Yeah.
Whoa, who just jumped in and took Nick Foles?
Someone's given Nick Foles some love. How about that?
My goodness. Your mother, who won the draft, who won the league last year, which prompted you to change the league name from Apologies for Our Situation, which is why I named the show that, and you have now changed it to
Don't Lose to My Mom, Part 2.
And you have to explain, while I make my next pick, why there's a part two to that.
Well, we've already lost the league to my mother, sadly. I remember you lost in famous fashion by not starting somebody in week 17 because they had Saturday games and Sunday games. And my mom ran up so many points on you on Saturday, you just decided, to hell with it, and didn't start anybody on Sunday. And if you had, you would have won. But
no, that's not accurate.
Is that not completely accurate?
That's not accurate at all. I remember exactly what happened because it was your version's probably better.
My version's better.
I just took Alfred Morris, by the way, in the third round. For those who are actually tuning in to hear a fantasy recap, even though. Since I picked Gerard Mayo my first pick, my fantasy recap really doesn't mean shit because I don't know what the hell I'm doing, obviously.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, anybody who we had who would have been listening to this show looking for fantasy advice,
when they heard that I took Gerard Mayo,
yeah,
they left, and I don't blame them one bit.
Yeah, they're already all gone now.
I lost to your mother, let's see, it would have to be 9 years ago now because it was... 2005. It was January 2006 when week 17 was taking place. And what happened was I'm in the championship game against your mom, and the Saturday night before that before the Sunday, whatever Saturday games happened, I believe you did get that part right. Your mom had players in the Saturday game and had jumped out to a big lead on me. However, I had went through early in the week and picked up a bunch of Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. I picked up all the backup Colts because that was during the time that the Colts were famous for benching their starters in Week 17 because they had opened up such a big lead and had playoff positioning sewn up. This is when Peyton Manning and Edgerrin James and those guys, you know, Marvin Harrison, this is when they were ruling the roost, so to speak. So I had went out and picked up all these backup Colts. Like, I don't even remember their names anymore. Whoever the backup running back was, the backup tight end, a backup receiver, the backup quarterback. I had already picked these guys up, anticipating starting them in Week 17. But what happened was I did it so early in the week that I basically forgot about it and did not have them in my starting lineup. I had a starting lineup of like five empty spots because I was waiting till Sunday morning to see if they were actually going to play. I wasn't completely sure, and who else on my team was going to be activated and who wasn't going to play. And I was going to have all this wonderful strategy to figure out my optimal lineup to take down your mother. But what happened was the Saturday night before that was New Year's Eve, and I am extremely not a party person, but because of events in my personal life during that past winter, I decided to go out on New Year's Eve, and I tied it on for me. I didn't drink at all. I never drink. I've never been drunk in my life. But I stayed out. I was out till like 5 a.m. just dancing and partying and having a good time and with complete strangers, you know, with women I didn't know who they were. Had myself a good old time. Got home at, you know, 5, 6 in the morning, whatever, the sun was coming up. And I woke up, did not set an alarm, woke up at like 11:55, ran into my living room to try to activate these players and figure out who was starting and whatnot. And literally right when 12 o'clock struck to lock out those Indianapolis Colts is when I was just trying to find the button to click submit to get my team activated. I did not activate my players in time. I had all these empty spots for that game. Those guys did perform, all of those backup Colts. They did. The tight end had like two touchdowns. The running back, up running back had a touchdown. The quarterback threw for two or three touchdowns. I would have beaten your mother, except the rare night that I went out and partied happened to be the night before. So that's the whole boring story of that.
And I do believe the quarterback you needed to start was Jim Sorgi.
Yeah.
I do seem to remember that.
Jim Sorgi. Yeah, I had him. I had him ready to go, and I just, we're still getting messages that people can't hear the podcast, which really sucks. I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. I'm in the studio here or what?
Boy, I hope not. I hope we're not live with dead air. That would be awesome.
That that would fit the train wreck that is this this draft that I'm having so far. I'm on the clock and I'm sputtering and
30 seconds.
I'm trying to figure out who the hell I want to go with. You know, fucking up the first pick overall gives me some room to just be crazy and go out of my mind and do some stupid stuff. So how about this? I'll go ahead and take the Gronk with my third round pick here.
Interesting.
Fourth round pick.
That's a fourth. Well, for you, it's the third round pick because you missed away your first round pick.
If you don't count Mayo as a legit pick, that was my third pick, yes. So I went with the Gronk, got my tight end set, and hope he doesn't break something again. Ooh, starting a run on tight ends. The next two picks were Julius Thomas and Vernon Davis, so that's interesting.
Everyone is afraid that all the great tight ends in the league are going to be gone by the time they pick.
I will say I'm glad I don't have to worry about picking a quarterback, trying to get a late sleeper quarterback, because I got Drew Brees, so I'm done with quarterback.
Yeah, you did okay there. Oh, you're up again. I heard the little I heard the little ding. I actually have the volume on my computer turned down, so I'm trying to do this all from sight on the room.
You and me can hear everything just fine, but nobody can hear the show, which sucks.
Yeah, I can hear you. Just wonderful.
I can hear you.
So let's see. We have you and I here in the league. We have my mother. We have my wife. We have my friend Brandon and his wife. We have Tim, who we went to grade school with, grammar school, as I like to say to my wife. She hates when I say grammar school, but that's a Chicago thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Friend of my wife. Couple friends of my wife on the league, but what we have this year is five women and five guys, so I actually broke the league up into divisions of men and women. So we'll see how that works out. So we've got a little battle of the sexes going on here this year. So
the league title game is guaranteed to be a guy versus a girl?
Well, not necessarily, because you could have a, you know, you could have a one and a four. You know, a four could knock out the one that doesn't. So it doesn't have to be two from each division. It's the top two division winners and then the top
and
two,
the two wild cards.
Records. Right. And the two wild cards don't necessarily have to come from the same division. However, last year it was my mom and my wife in the title game, which means we might have just lost all the rest of the people listening for fantasy advice.
Well, look, there's not like there's anything on the line in this league. It's not like we're, you know, it's a big stakes league and we're so, you know, serious about fantasy and we're hunkering down and we can't wait to get this thing on and get all the good players. And this is completely for fun. This is just to make funny stories about me losing to your mom. It's all the league. It's the whole purpose of the league is to see how many times I lose to your mom or to your wife during the course of the season. That's the only purpose of the league.
Well, we're starting to see fantasy poison showing up in the draft, and apparently Shane Vereen is now fantasy poison because he is the highest ranked player with some separation. Because usually it just kind of all goes in line, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, look, there's somebody with a gap.
Now it's showing the average draft position for all these guys. So
his is way down the board.
So the way the setup did you do anything to your board? Because my board is just Yahoo's rank, just straight down the list, and then the average draft position off to the right there. So the average draft position, Shane Vereen is the guy that you're right is poison because his average draft position is down in the 87 range.
Yeah, Yahoo has him ranked 39th overall, but people ain't buying it. So
yeah.
You know, and I see another guy a little bit farther down the board who's probably jumping right off the screen at you if you look about 10 picks below him. It's tell me how my Ben Tate
who's going on an average 101st.
But Yahoo loves the shit out of him. They've got him 52.
People not buying the Ben Tate.
Not at all. I'm loading up on running backs here, by the way, now. I have drafted Eddie Lacy, DeMarco Murray, and my boy from last year, Reggie Bush.
Ah. Yeah, I didn't broadcast my latest pick. My fifth-round pick was also a running back. It's the Giants' Rashad Jennings getting his shot at a one-on-one job.
I was staying away from him. I was not a fan of his going into the year. Where did he come from? Was it Jacksonville or Oakland that he came from?
I was saying he went to Oakland after he fizzled out in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, yeah. So I've got his career history all lined up. Somebody just took a kicker. What?
Oh, no.
Who just took a kicker?
Oh no,
my wife just took a kicker.
Yeah, and what kicker did she take?
Well, of course, it was Mason Crosby. You know, but let me just say, he was number two in the league last year.
Yeah, but in kicking.
Well, he'll kick a lot of extra points, that is for sure.
That sort of brings up another point about fantasy, which is just take who the hell you want.
Yeah,
I mean, it's your team. Take who you like. I really like Gerard Mayo, so I took him first overall. third overall, my first pick overall in the draft. I really like Gerard Mayo.
There's a long running joke, Andre and I in fantasy leagues, where if he makes fun of any of my picks, they're just going to run it right up his ass when we play. So I'm going to try not to make too much fun of Gerard Mayo, because he'll have nine sacks the week that I play you.
It's going to break Derek Thomas' single game record, baby. He's just going to keep coming.
He's going to pull what we call a Javid Best.
Yeah.
A few years ago, was that about 3-4 years ago? I drafted Javid Best with my third round pick. And Andre just, we weren't chatting online, but we were chatting in the room, and you wouldn't let it go. And I think I played you week 2, and Javid Best dropped 44 points on you, and then proceeded to not do anything for the entire rest of the year.
For the rest of his career, he's out of football. This piece of shit just went off on me and just retired as soon as that game was over. Just to say, okay, I'm done with football now.
So was that better?
Shit after that.
Was that better or worse than when I had Donovan McNabb throw 4 touchdowns against you with a broken leg?
Yes, folks, that happened too. The game that Donovan McNabb broke his leg in the first half, he's hobbling around the field. He can barely move, but he just needs to hold on so he can throw 4 touchdowns in the first half before he goes to the locker room, gets examined, and finds out he has a broken leg and needs to sit out the rest of the game.
Hold on.
Don't pull me yet. Just let me throw these 4 touchdowns because I'm playing against Dre, and now I can leave with my broken leg.
I love it.
But I'm not bitter.
I am. Now, you'll know this is a shock. I am quarterbackless so far. I think I've taken a quarterback in the first round for the last ever. I can't remember the last time I didn't draft a quarterback in the first round.
I've thrown your game off now.
This feels really weird right now. Let me see my most recent picks. I have receivers now. I have Alshon Jeffrey from the Bears, Keenan Allen from San Diego, and I just drafted Cordarrelle Patterson from the Minnesota Vikings.
You have me beat 3-0 because I just noticed that I have no receivers.
Well, you know I love me some wide receivers.
Yeah, I should have had at least one by now because it's a 3 starting receiver league, so I think it's time for me to start getting some wide outs here. I'm going to get it started with the more steady of the two Washington Redskin weapons, and I will take Pierre Garçon.
Yeah, I had Pierre Garçon last year.
It's a catch machine.
Well, he was, but with RG3 being like half the man he used to be, we don't have that queued up. But he was not right.
No, he's still not right to me, but we'll be getting into our season previews in the next couple of nights. Hopefully people can hear those shows, apparently, again.
Yeah, we are definitely going to have a little evaluating to do.
I mean, I'm looking at my studio, and your mic is lit up, which means live, and my mic is lit up, which means live.
Right.
I don't know why anyone would have trouble hearing our show tonight.
I really hope that's not going on right now.
Yeah. But we won't know until the show's over. We got an hour-long show, as I was trying to explain in the description for the show. We're now Blog Talk Radio premium subscribers, which means we've got the much better voice quality. We're on our Skype headphones here. We've got an hour-long show, because we can go longer than 30 minutes, and we are also doing what they call their prime time. So we started at 9 o'clock instead of our customary 10 o'clock central time. So all these advantages that we're using with Blog Talk Radio, apparently a disadvantage is no one can fucking hear us. All right, now it's my turn again. I still need wide receivers. And I'm going to go with this boom or bust option, Mr. Home Run Hitter or get no catches and no points during a week. I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens, Torrey Smith.
Yeah, that is the 20 points or 1 point guy, if there is
indeed.
One.
Indeed. Yep. But this is what happens when you don't have any receivers.
I'm also tight endless here.
And they're flying. Tight ends are flying off the shelves.
You started something when you took Gronk. What did you do?
I don't know.
Still don't have a quarterback. I still don't have a tight end. I got a draft. You know, I had this guy written down. I'm already all loaded up on wideouts, but a lot of these guys all have the same bye week too. It's just driving me nuts.
Yeah, that's something to look to actually pay attention to. That's my move to wind up with eight guys that have a bye at week 10.
Well, I'm gonna jump down the board here a little bit. I think I'm gonna take a little bit of a stretch, draft my quarterback.
Russell Wilson. Very interesting. You bypassed, among others, Jay Cutler, Tony Romo.
Quite a few guys, yes.
RG3, who we just talked about, Colin Kaepernick. There's a lot of talented guys you bypassed to go with the Super Bowl champ who... It's kind of hard for me to describe his game. It's exactly exciting. You're never going to expect him to go off for like 350 and four touchdowns, but it's pretty steady.
Newsflash. I just got independent confirmation that we are live on the air.
That would be this message in the chat room from your wife who says, quote, "I can hear you on your radio thingy," unquote.
Yes, that's a technical term, by the way.
Oh, radio thingy? Yep. Is that in the dictionary?
Yeah, I believe the original name of blogtalkradio.com was radiothingy.com.
Radiothingy.com. I bet that URL's not taken.
You know what? We better go buy that.
Got to snap that up.
I see one of my best friends up here, Brandon. His wife is now in the league, so that means you now have another spouse to lose to.
All right.
And see, there went T.Y. Hilton, who I skipped, and I really, really wanted T.Y. Hilton. I hope I don't end up beating myself up for not drafting him.
That's what I was trying to do was cue up my guys, the guys that I really was targeting.
Was that one of
and
them?
I'd like T.Y. Hilton. I don't know if I love him, but yeah, I would have considered drafting him. But that's why I had Gerard Mayo queued up. Now, why I started with Gerard Mayo, I have no idea. This is going to be like a running theme the whole rest of the year. The ups and downs of Gerard Mayo is going to be a big topic of our show this season.
Well, here, no, you don't have to. Thing. You don't have. Yeah, I heard that. You should. Yeah. Are you going to answer it?
No, I'm going to run and put this on silent. I meant to do that before the show starts.
All right, here we go. I'll double up. There goes Jay Cutler, right off the board.
There you go. Ha! And some people might say you skipped the better quarterback to go for the lower one, but you got him anyway, so it's fine.
You know, you never know who the people are who are in your league.
That's true. We used to have so many Chicago people in our league, both of us being from Chicago.
Yes.
Cutler would have never lasted, you know, a couple years ago.
No, there are probably still been there. There were people who probably would have drafted him in the second or third round.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone did the first year he came to Chicago, didn't they?
Somebody was really excited about him. I do know that. Who's up? Oh, I don't draft for a while. You're up. I heard a noise.
Yeah, that's me. So should I mute my computer, too? Is that distracting?
Oh, no, I like the little sound effects.
Okay. Round 8 is a pretty good spot for this man who's going to go to Denver and benefit from having Peyton Manning as a quarterback and Wes Welker as a vegetable, it's Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah. I had him written down. Nice pick.
Thank you.
Nice picks.
Still trying to make up for fucking Gerard Mayo.
Which is great, because nobody who I had written down, I ended up getting.
Isn't that how it always works?
Yeah. That's okay.
So I now have a wide receiver core out of all of a sudden with three picks in a row. And I can't say I'm pleased with it, but I'm not totally disappointed. Now it's the time to look for backups. That's the real key to the winning the league. You got to have the guys when your top guys get hurt, you got to have the guys behind them that's going to step in and do some damage.
Oh, absolutely. No, I completely agree with that. Eventually, we'll start to see the run on defense.
Yeah, usually starting with you because you're smart enough to start taking the good defensive players early.
That is correct.
and then it triggers my brain. Wait a minute. We have defensive
crap,
players.
That's right. We play with seven defensive players.
Someone just took Wes Welker. Oh, boy. Good luck with that, buddy.
He is concussed, if I do believe.
Currently, his current status is concussed.
Well, you know, it happens. At least nobody, I don't think anybody's drafted any players who are out of the league yet.
That's coming still. When we just had our first random, makes no sense defensive player taken. I know that.
That's going to happen.
Who is Deke Johnson?
No idea. Was it you, or was it somebody who was in a league with you who drafted the wrong Ricky Williams?
It was not me.
Okay.
I don't think it was me.
But because if anybody remembers, there, at one point, you know, there was the good Ricky Williams, and then I believe there was just like a way down the depth chart Ricky Williams. I think he played for the Colts. Does that sound right?
That does sound correct.
And
yeah, he was.
Yeah, that was.
It, and somebody got confused. they saw Ricky Williams, and their eyes lit up and said, "Ooh,
oh, there goes Richard Sherman off the board."
Don't nobody talk about the best.
Hey, I'm up.
Had our second kicker go before that, Guskowski.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a great Carlos Dansby off the board. He's going to be a monster in Cleveland, by the way. And he's going to – anybody in that Cleveland defense is going to be a monster because that offense is just garbage.
The complete garbage.
I haven't seen Johnny Manziel go off the board yet.
I would hope you're not going to see that unless your wife just decides that he's too cute.
Or Brian Hoyer. or nobody surprisingly has taken Josh Gordon. I'm just saying.
That might be coming too. Nah, I think Yahoo's smart enough to take him off of the automatic ranking list because otherwise people would be drafting him thinking he's going to play sometime this year, which he's not. And I hope my turn is not coming up because my screen's frozen again.
Oh, good.
Well, this is, again, I hate Yahoo Fantasy, and it's not just this draft, and it's not just all the drafts before in the years past on my old desktop where the draft screen froze up and I had to restart the computer and everything. It just happened again 3 days ago. I had a Yahoo draft 3 days ago for a pro league, and the screen froze up on me there and screwed up my draft, or at least threatened to screw up my draft, except I had somebody queued up for that, and it made it the auto pick because I wasn't there, and that person happened to be Emmanuel Sanders, so I got away with it that time. Just complete luck.
So you have Emmanuel Sanders in multiple leagues, is what you're saying?
Yes, which is the kiss of death. People, you need to get rid of Emmanuel Sanders now because I'm going to kill him. It's what I do. Ooh, someone took Robert Quinn, which I was hoping to do.
Ooh, see, you know, that defensive run started with a dead team picking a nobody defensive player, so we can thank whoever picked the great D. Johnson.
a San Francisco defensive back named D. Johnson, who I have no idea who that was. But since then, now Robert Quinn is gone. Levante David is gone. A couple of other good defensive players. I can't get to my damn defensive page because, again, the screen locked up. Now, this is hilarious. I just happened to notice that when I tried to click defensive players, it didn't go to defense. Instead, it put a star next to somebody to queue them up. And that person was Ray Rice.
Oh.
And I don't want anything to do with Ray Rice. So thankfully I noticed that. So I'm going to get hell out of that.
What do you have against Ray Rice?
Oh, that he seems to be done playing effective football and also that he's a wife beater. That's all.
Well, there is it's a minor thing.
Besides that, he seems to be a cool dude. Besides those little factors.
Oh, boy.
All right, time's running down. I mean, I actually don't know what I want to do.
You got 10 seconds.
I see that. This is going to wind up auto-picking somebody for me here.
Justin Tucker?
It picked a kicker for me? Oh, my God.
Hey, kickers are people, too.
No, they're not. They're kickers. Good grief.
See, this whole thing about podcasting the show, this is great. So you've so far drafted Gerard Mayo, number one, and a kicker.
Again, this Yahoo. So your Yahoo screen isn't like sticking and freezing up, and are you having trouble with it at all?
I would say no. I've noticed a lot of people leaving the room and coming back to the room, though.
Yes, I've noticed that, too. But, like, this is two times now I tried to go to defensive players, and they just refused. I clicked on it, and it, like, looked at me and froze. And now this is the third time that I'm doing it, and my pick is in three picks, so I need to unstick in a hurry before I pick another kicker.
Or some random no-name defensive player.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have to consider another site next year. We're long-time Yahoo guys, but this is crazy. Now, I know the problem is how many other sites have individual defensive player options.
Yeah, I think we talked about this a little bit in the past. That there are IDP leagues out there, but there's not a lot of them.
Right.
And you don't see a lot of people talk about it. Everybody just wants to do, let's just pick all the offense and let's give no credence at all to the defensive players. And those guys have stats, too.
Indeed, they do. Well, it's my turn, and I know it's my turn, but I can't pick anybody because my screen is stuck. I heard myself ding, but...
Yes, you've got 50 seconds.
See, my screen says I have... A minute 12.
Wow. Have you closed the room and opened it back up?
And tried to come back. No, I'm afraid to do that because I might never get back in.
Well, I don't know
if
this is ever
going to do that.
I'm not sure this is ever going to unfreeze you.
It did last time just in time for me to pick the kicker.
Yeah, see, I've got you at the board with 22 seconds, and you've got a lot more time on your screen, so I think that might be part of the problem.
It was still saying a minute 12. It's not running time. That's just what it's stuck on.
So you just... Well, I see a lot of people leaving and coming back. That might be your best bet. But I will tell you in about another 10 seconds who you're going to draft here.
Yeah, it's going to automatically pick someone again for me. So. Oh, well, nothing I can do about it now.
Well, I believe it drafted Patrick Peterson for you. You could do worse than that.
I'll take that. That's actually a player I've taken on purpose before, so that's fine.
Oh, somebody just drafted Micah Hyde.
Micah Hyde?
Yeah, from the Packers. You can tell who's the Packer fans and
okay.
And who's not.
I must say I've never even heard of him.
Oh, boy. This pains me to draft Zach Ertz as my tight end, but... That is.
Oh, it doesn't pain you too much. If it pained you that much, you wouldn't take him.
Well, no. What pained me was looking at what was left.
I know there's not much left because we had that run on tight ends really early. Like Cameron Jordan went like somewhere in the fifth round, I believe.
I did see that. That was crazy.
My guy. I know my guy Jordan Reed just went a couple of rounds ago. That's my favorite sleeper tight end in drafts this year for those who are still listening and still are trying to mine some fantasy information from a boob who can't get his damn computer to work. My screen's still stuck, by the way.
I thought this was the new computer.
It is. Oh, it just unstuck, and I just heard the ding. I think is it my turn again?
No.
Oh, so what the hell? Oh, that must be the sounder that says I took a pick. So that shows how slow it is. It just gave me the sound to tell me that I picked somebody. So that there's an example of how slow this thing is running.
That Chandler Jones just came off the board to my wife, and then Philip Rivers drafted to the champions, my mother.
Now, Tony Romo went only two picks before Philip Rivers there, so how far has Tony Romo fallen? I think people are maybe scared of that back. I know I am.
When my back gets sore, that's not something that you want to mess around with.
That's a rather old person to be having a back injury and trying to play NFL football, especially the quarterback position. So good luck with that.
So let's see. We have an actual football talking show tomorrow night at 9 p.m.
We have our AFC preview show tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on Labor Day. We have an hour instead of a half hour. We'll be a lot more comfortable going through our previews. And then Tuesday night, we come back at 9:30 with our NFC preview because we're doing our Buster Fantasy Draft at 9 o'clock. That will not be live drafted.
No.
Tuesday evening at 9:30, our one-hour NFC preview that will have at the end of that the first pick of the season.
Yeah, that's a big game coming up there. Ooh, J.J. Watt. Oh, who took him? My wife.
Of course.
I just had to give my wife the stink eye. My wife drafts on players, how cute they are, by the way. Not a joke. If she's trying to make a decision between player A and player B, it's always the guy who's cuter.
Yeah, your wife is not the biggest football expert in the world. She's not a complete unknown or, you know, a complete novice about it, but she's not exactly very knowledgeable.
Right. That was the second place team last year. That was playing for the championship.
Yeah, I believe that was also 2-0 against me last year. So
I believe undefeated against you lifetime.
Oh, is she 2-0 the year before as well?
I think for all time, yeah. I think for the last 4 or 5 years. Have you ever lost to Andre, hun?
Wait a second.
No, she doesn't think so. I don't think so.
Has she been in the league that long?
First year in the league, we went back and looked at it. It was 2009.
I've had to beat her somewhere along the way if she's been going that long.
I have to go with my wife on this one. Not just because she's sitting right behind me.
I refuse to believe I'm 0-10 or whatever against your wife lifetime. I cannot believe that. Jeez, now the run on defense has started. Vontaze Burfict went right after J.J. Watt. I was looking at him, too. Oh, man.
Well, it's fun. I do. Oh, you're up.
Yep, now my turn. And my screen is working.
Well, that's good.
I know who I'm going to take. I'm going to take the guy you always take,
uh-oh,
which makes me mad because I love him. I've loved him. I loved his father, who was Road Warrior Animal, pro wrestling legend. I'm taking James Laurinaitis.
James Laurinaitis, okay.
Son of Animal.
I took him his rookie year, and you were mad at me.
Yes, because I'm like, how did you know who he was? I thought I was the only one who knew who he was.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know he was related to a pro wrestler. That might have actually made me not take him, because I'd be worried that he'd run up to a guy and miss, but the guy and expect the guy to fall over.
No, he played at Ohio State. He hit people for real there. He didn't run up and give them his working punch and expect them to fall. He knew what he was doing. I would be more inclined to take a wrestler, son, because he knows where to get the good steroids. I mean, come on. He knows where to get the good stuff.
So you would have thought that Brian Cushing would have been related to a pro wrestler then?
Some of the guys in the league know where to get the good stuff anyway, but being a wrestler's son, I think you have an extra built-in advantage.
Ah.
Now, Animal would just have to steer him away from the stuff that stopped his tag team partner's heart, because Road Warrior Hawk dropped dead while moving of a heart attack. So you don't want that stuff. You don't want the stuff that's going to stop your heart. It is my turn again, and I'm wondering, do I stay defense? I think I'm going to have to stay on this defensive page, because if I try to switch and look for offense again, the screen's going to freeze up. So I got to just stay right here and be still. Now the question
is, offense gets the glory, but defense wins the game.
Of course.
That would be, of course, from the great Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dennis Rodman movie, Double Team.
I don't think either one of those two even remember that movie. I don't know how you remember it.
I remember because of the horrible commercial. We remember a lot of Van Damme and Chuck Norris things because of their horrible commercials.
I think DeQuell Jackson's going to have a lot of tackles to make in Indianapolis. A lot of people running all over that run defense, so I'm going to go ahead and take him. I think I had 12 seconds left when I did that, so I was pushing it. All right. So next year, I think my move is maybe get a new cell phone or something and have like a rankings page set up on the cell phone so I can scroll through that and then just leave the draft page clear so that if I bounce back and forth on the draft page on Yahoo, then everything starts freezing up and it doesn't work out for me. I want to know what you're using, that you're not sticking and freezing up, because my thing's been sticking the whole time. Matter of fact, I got 11 picks until my turn. I am going to close out of this window and try to come back.
Well, I guess you can... what round are we in here? I have no idea. Oh, we're in round 12? I'm in the 12th round here. I guess you could start taking some sleepers in the 12th round. There we go.
You mean like Gerard Mayo?
That's a deep, deep sleeper. And you're back. Welcome back.
I'm not back. I know that it might say I'm back on your page, but I'm looking at my screen and it says connecting to draft server.
We're never going to complain about having to do the podcast over the phone ever again.
Oh, my goodness. This has just been a disaster. We knew it was going to be a train wreck radio even before the draft started.
Well, it's funny because I see a lot of people leaving and joining. And so, and Yahoo for years has been so good to us in this new room. And I remember coming into the room, and this room is totally different than what it was in the past. And I'm not sure I like it.
I know I don't like it. I'm still connecting.
Oh.
Might have been the worst mistake I could have made, was leaving and trying to come back, because I'm still not back.
Well, just so you know, when I entered the draft room, my wife was in the room, and I had to leave and come back like 4 times before it finally connected.
Ah, so you were having problems, but since you came back for the last time, you've been connected the whole time.
Yes, I have been. No, don't jinx me.
Oh, you've been connected the whole damn time. You've just got the best connection in the world up there in central Wisconsin. There's no way that thing's going to stick on you.
That's very cruel.
As I extend my fingers trying to put the whammy on you over the phone here.
Are you doing the little finger wag, too?
I'm doing the finger wag. That's right. Doing the whammy. Trying everything I can possibly do. I'm still not back. I know my pick's coming back soon. But...
You're picking right now, just so
you
know.
Oh, wonderful. Well, there's nothing I can do about that.
Well, fortunately, we're far enough into the draft where you can recover from mistakes.
Not if I can't draft. So, yeah, I'm going to have another surprise member of my team once I get reconnected here, because this pick is going to be made for me. If it's my turn right now, I'm not going to get there in time, because...
Well, hopefully by the time you get back, the player you want's still there.
I don't know who I want because I don't know who's available.
It's ironic that we were more worried about doing the show and listening and trying this through the headsets and doing it with the Skype, and that's working great. What's not working is our draft room.
But we don't know if it's working great through the Skype because people listening live initially said they couldn't hear us. So we might have broke in 10 minutes into the show with our voices. I don't know how that worked because I haven't touched the studio since we started the show. So I have no idea why it was not working. By the way, there's 8 minutes left in the show because it's only...
Oh, great.
The hour's about to expire.
Yeah, you drafted Tommy Campbell, defensive back, Tennessee Titans.
Okay, I did not cue him up, so I got a Titan purely by accident.
Hey, and it's your home state team now, so you have somebody to root for.
That's right. This is unbelievable. I cannot get back in to the draft.
Oh, and just so you know, Tommy Campbell was waived today.
What? Oh, son of a bitch. Are you serious? Oh.
I clicked on the little information box next to his name, and August 29th, 2014, Titans waived cornerback Tommy Campbell. Maybe he's on the practice squad. You know, we don't have fantasy practice squad players yet.
No, that's our next... fantasy invention after the Buster draft. We're going to have practice squad draft.
Practice?
We're talking about practice, man.
Not the game.
How is a guy that got waived even up on the list to be drafted?
That's a very good question. Unless they re-signed him. I'm not doing the investigation to find out for you.
You're not researching Tommy Campbell?
I'm not researching Tommy Campbell.
So I'm still trying to get back in. I took your advice of getting out of the draft room and trying to come back in. And that was 5 minutes ago, and I'm still trying to come back in. So this is
it says you're here.
Booby trapped to hell.
It should be noted I am the league commissioner, and I have nothing to do with this.
Plausible deniability.
That's right. I did not do this. I did not set up this broken chat room, broken draft room, nothing. I've got people complaining left and right on the live chat going on right now. It's great.
Oh, this is a mess.
Well, you're about to draft somebody else.
I drafted somebody dead.
Well, you just drafted Bubba Ventrone.
Who the hell is Bubba Ventrone?
Well, he's a defensive back from the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know if he's cut or if he's on IR or any of that.
Wow.
We advertised this as a train wreck, and wow, it is.
Can you get more of a train wreck than this, folks? My goodness.
Well, see, and I've never been live talking to you during a draft to understand how frustrating this has to be for you with all of your technical difficulties. And now you've got the correct equipment, and the chat and the draft room has just fallen apart on you.
I always, all these years, I've been using old desktop computers that I've had. As I was explaining before I let you on the air, I've got a newer laptop. I don't know exactly how new it is, but my mother-in-law owned it, who unfortunately recently passed away, so now I've got it. It can't be that old. It can't be more than like a year old. It's a HP Pavilion G7, and it's been fabulous for pretty much every other purpose until tonight. Or actually until 3 days ago, like I said, the Yahoo draft I was in 3 days ago also crashed. But that one I was able to get right back in. And this time it's not working out for me. Now, the only other difference, something else for people to maybe learn out there, take some education from my suffering. I believe the draft I did a few days ago, I did it on Google Chrome. And even though it crashed, like I said, I got right back in. Tonight I'm going with Explorer, and maybe that's the whole deal, is that I need to close this completely out and just jump on Google Chrome.
Well, I hate to tell you this because we're almost an hour into the draft now, but when I was trying to load up through Internet Exploder, I stopped, and now I'm in Google Chrome, and it's working great.
And it's working perfect, yes. That figures. All right, so that's my next step.
I also see my wife is in Google Chrome, and she is not having any problems either.
Well, that's my next step, is to close this screen out whenever it does pop up again for me, and to go into the draft through Google Chrome.
And you pick next, so you know. Oh, you're up now. You're on the clock right
I'm
now.
I'm on the clock again. I'm shocked. Has it put me on auto as far as is it going through the whole 90 seconds again?
Oh yeah, it's just chunking the whole time, just going right through.
I've been away so long, I thought it might just have quit on me and said, the hell with you, and put me on auto.
Well, it just said you left.
Yes.
Oh, and it picked somebody for you.
Now it's auto.
It picked Lamar Woodley.
Is he still alive?
I guess.
I guess. Wow. So this is just, I don't even want to go back and listen to this show, because this is just going to be an hour of frustration.
Yeah, we're not breaking anything down here. We're just talking about how awful the Yahoo room is.
Yes, very little actual fantasy talk in between all of this garbage with the Yahoo draft.
Yes, I believe the way to do it next year is to actually do the show after the draft.
That sounds like a plan.
Hey, it says you're back.
Yes, I went to Google Chrome. It's time for the show to end. More of this train wreck is coming up afterwards on the after show. I assume it's going to be 15 minutes like it usually is, that you can only listen to if you subscribe to our show on iTunes, search for In Much Less Detail, the podcast, or if you listen to the show on our archive page after we go off the air, maybe an hour or so afterwards, the show pops up on our archive page where you're listening live right now at blogtalkradio.com/inmuchlessdetail. It's my turn, so I'm going to spend this next 30 seconds making a pick and then trying to sign off our live show. And the pick that I'm going to make is... Here we go. Perfect fuck you for Ray Rice. I'm going to draft his backup, Bernard Pierce. We are out of time on the live show. Thanks for listening, and again, apologies for this train wreck. All right.
That was great, by the way.
Now we're into our after show. I didn't even play the outro music because that's a little too much juggling to handle considering all the gymnastics my computer is going through at the moment. With all the people in our draft that were listening because they couldn't hear, I know they were listening because they couldn't. This probably is going to set a record for live listeners. It's probably the worst show we've ever done.
By far. Is there a way that you can just go in and delete it?
Oh, sure, I could.
Can we just? We're going to have to go back and listen to this because this show might just end up being scrubbed.
I intend to leave it up just because it's so raw and funny, and it's a perfect advertisement if you ever thought of doing a Yahoo draft on Explorer. This is why you do not do a Yahoo draft on Internet Exploder, as you called it. This is just a mess.
Yeah.
It's working just fine in Google Chrome. The clock's running. It's not sticking. It's not saying 112 in perpetuity. Everything's working perfectly fine now.
I probably should have told you that an hour ago. Oh, hey, by the way, go in through Google Chrome.
But I wouldn't have listened because I went in through Google Chrome Friday and it crashed. So I assumed that the issue was that I should be using Internet Explorer, so that's why I was using Internet Explorer tonight. And I really crashed. That was just a massive crash. Okay, so where am I?
Well, you're definitely having one of the most interesting drafts I've ever seen. Where you're sort of like half getting the players that you want and then having to also go back and figure out how you're going to repair all the damage.
Oh. So, yeah, so you're picking, I believe, you just picked Cam Chancellor. Now I'm picking in three picks, so once I make that pick, we can maybe go back and recap our team so far, such as it is.
Yeah, I think I've got a little more complete team at the moment. I've managed to fill up all my spots on my own. I have not been auto-picked once, which feels very good. I don't know if I'm hearing gunshots outside or what.
Uh-oh.
No, something just popped. Somebody was doing fireworks tonight, which was very strange.
Yeah, that's weird.
My daughter loves fireworks. I mean, every time it gets dark, every night, she thinks we're going to see fireworks. Don't know where that came from.
She's at that age. Every night is New Year's Eve. That's a Sade song that I just quoted. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh.
That was completely by accident. She once sang about every day is Christmas and every night is New Year's Eve. And I don't know why that stuck in my brain.
You know, after a while, wouldn't that get boring?
Uh-oh. Look who just got drafted.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh.
That's as good as my guy that just got cut 2 days ago right there. That's right up there.
Yes, that's Josh Gordon off the board.
Yep.
Suspended for the year, Josh Gordon. Hey, it happens. He's a very, very talented player, by the way.
Oh, immensely. It's still mind-boggling the numbers he put up last year after missing the first two games of the year for a drug suspension. You know, I'm beginning to think he's got a problem. But that's just me. Okay, back to my pick. My last pick, I went with old man Reggie Wayne, see if he's got anything left this year. Let's see, on my defense, do I have anybody that's... Your wife just typed in, nobody can ever make fun of me for BJ Raji anymore, by the way.
Yes, I know.
That's a direct shot at me, and I deserve it.
You do deserve that, by the way. I jumped into the show just in time to hear that you had drafted Gerard Mayo. So this was going on from the beginning.
Oh yeah, if you go back to listen to the show after we're done, you'll hear the first minute of anguish out of me as I try to make a damn pick.
Yeah, I missed that.
It's there. It's entertaining. If you love laughing at my pain, then you'll love that. Oh man. All right, well, I guess I'll go with one of my old standbys, a defensive line here.
The old man Jared Allen.
The old roping cowboy. He's usually gone by now because of all the women in the league that think he's cute, but some reason he lasted all the way to the 183rd pick this time. So I'm slowly trying to put some guys on my team that I actually have heard of.
You're doing the name strategy. I don't know if that's always the best strategy.
Well, it's all I can do at this point with how many guys are on my team that are either cut or dead or out of the league. I don't know. Seriously, whoever this Ventrone is from San Fran, he might be dead. I don't know. I've never heard of him. Tommy Campbell, we know, is cut. Who else has he taken?
Well, we just saw Colin Kaepernick, 186th off the board. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I probably should have already snatched him up as my backup QB, but I kind of put QBs out of my mind after drafting Drew Brees because I figure I don't really need to worry about it except for 1 week a year.
I had Drew Brees last year.
And you didn't have to worry about quarterback except for 1 week.
I didn't, but I'll tell you what really ended up, and this is part of where I think my strategy feels a little, where I needed to go a little bit more into the running game, is when you get into the playoffs, you're usually going up against, some bad weather teams, and so it doesn't take much to have that really good quarterback and have everything just go awful for you quickly.
Yeah.
And it's really bit me in the ass. So last year I did win the coveted points title.
Congratulations, Jimbo.
Thank you. I did win the points championship. So I got, my wife's having a sneezing fit behind me here.
I hear it.
I did win the points title, which was somebody who we played against. So this was back in the sandbox days. Had to be a good 10 years ago. Somebody who just relentlessly complained about my team and how I had – it was the year I had Steve McNair, Randy Moss, and LaDainian Tomlinson. And that was Steve McNair's MVP season. And I just kept hearing every week that they're just not going to keep it up and your team is terrible. Well, I ended up winning the league. And this guy decided to flood the chat room or the forum – with just nothing but how awful my team was, making fun of you. And then at the end of the season, he said that he was going to graciously accept the points championship, even though we lost the league. That meant that he was the team that scored the most points, but he didn't win the league. Well, I finished fourth place in our league last year, but I did win the points championship.
The coveted points championship.
Very coveted points championship, which means absolutely nothing, because once you get to the playoffs, it does not matter how many points you scored in the regular season.
Correct.
But our buddy Jimbo did not know that.
Oh, boy. I had my team was named after my team that year was named You Play to Win the Game,
yes.
And he called my team You Gay to Win the Game because he
yes.
thought that was just so clever. So that shows what kind of mentality we're dealing with there.
I loved the fact that all of his jokes were about how everybody was gay.
Yeah.
That's it, you're gay. That's okay.
That's pretty much all he had to offer.
That was it, the whole season.
I just drafted one half of the Aryan connection from last year, Riley Cooper.
Your boy.
Yeah. He's going to beat up every N-word in the draft room.
Well, and this is only last year we had 12 teams in the league, and we trimmed a little bit of the fat out of the league. We had one team who didn't ever show up for a game and ended up going 0-14, which I didn't even know was possible. That you could just you'd figured you'd auto draft your way to at least one win.
Yes.
So we're going with 10 teams this year, so I think you'll be okay. I'm looking up and down the board. There's a lot of players on the board. Even though we draft a lot of players, we start a lot of positions and have a very small bench, which gets fun as you get into the season because it means that you have to, you know, really watch your cutting of players. It gets to be a lot of fun.
It's a six-man bench, which sounds like a lot until you realize that we are playing with, every week, three linebackers, two defensive linemen, three defensive backs, a place kicker, a tight end, two running backs, three wide receivers, a flex spot, and a quarterback.
Yeah. No, we're playing we're not playing 11-on-11, but we're playing a lot of seven defensive players. I believe, what was it? How many offensive players do we have? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 offensive players and a kicker. So we do load up.
And it does make it very interesting when the bye weeks come and you're wondering, okay, who do I pick up? Who do I drop? What's going on?
Yeah. So my favorite move is if you have a guy who's so good and you don't have a move, do you just leave a zero up on the board?
That's been done before.
Which I have seen people do, because there's, especially with the defensive players, if there's a really good defensive player and you cut them, there's no guarantee
you're not
getting
them back. Right. You may not get them back. I shouldn't say you're definitely not. You may not get them back.
Well, we've only got two picks left here. See, now this part of the show is going much better. It helps a lot when you're on the draft room.
I swear to God, I'm so glad you told me that. I still don't have a backup quarterback. I didn't even realize that. I did not even realize. Okay.
Okay, because don't you have a kicker?
Yeah, all right. Yes, my last pick of the draft is always a kicker because it doesn't matter. But since I already have a kicker because they auto-drafted them 10 rounds ago.
You know what? Do it for me. Do it for me. Draft Alex Smith.
No, hell no. First
Just
of
do
all,
it for me.
No. First of all, I hate him because of what he did to me last year. And second of all, he's got the same bye week as my quarterback.
Ah, damn it.
I'm looking right at the list. Oh, Joe Flacco's still there. There we go. That's easy enough.
I wanted you to draft Alex Smith just because of how much you love the Chiefs. I wanted you to draft Johnny Football.
That's never going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I can vow right now that I'm never having Johnny Football on my fantasy team because I think he's as big of a fraud as total fraud Mark Sanchez is.
Take that back, because we're having a draft here on Tuesday night.
Oh, no. My Buster team. I wasn't counting that.
Oh, okay.
That's a special situation.
There's a very good chance I'll take my – I can't believe – you know, I loved waiting for the kickers, but the kicker I wanted – was there, so I took the great Steven Hauschka from Seattle. He is a fantasy point machine. He's almost a guaranteed 10 every week.
It's a kicker, so I always make it my last pick because I don't give it any thought. So we're coming down to the end of the draft and the end of our show, again, assuming that we get 15 minutes of overtime, as we usually do.
Yeah, we'll probably get the sniper bullet go off here, folks. Anybody listening, I hope this isn't anybody's first experience listening to our show, because it was terrible.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. But if you're still listening, again, subscribe to the show on iTunes, in much less detail, the podcast. Email the show with thoughts on this train wreck, in much less detail, @gmail.com. Follow Jason on Twitter @IMLDJTG. Follow me @IMLDDre. And our picks every week this year up on our blog, which will be in much less detail.blogspot.com. So I got in all our plugs, I believe.
You did?
We're not cut off yet.
No, we're still talking.
I think we're still going.
Just enough time for me to get in my last pick, the great Eric Ebron.
Ah.
A little. You know, I always like to save that last pick for a little bit of a sleeper pick. Considering that my starting tight end is the great Zach Ertz, I may need another tight end.
May need a backup tight end?
Yes. And everybody always has to have, I have a friend who always coined the phrase designated waiver player. You've always got to have that guy on your team who you just know is the first guy you're going to cut.
Yeah.
I have a couple of designated waiver players. And then some guys I took flyers on. I took a flyer on Sammy Watkins.
He's got great hands. He looks like he's going to be excellent. I would have considered him as a sleeper, except he's got no quarterback. I don't trust Emmanuel at all.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody. Well, and did you see Jeff Toole got cut because they signed Kyle Orton?
My guy, Jeff Toole.
Kyle Orton got signed to a contract for Buffalo. How bad are you? I don't have anything against Kyle Orton. He will definitely put up a lot of empty stats for you if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Here we are. We're done.
My last sleeper pick,
by the way.
Recap
here.
Oh, yeah. We can do our whole team. We're still going, by the way. It's more than 15 minutes. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we get a half hour overtime for an hour show. But my last sleeper pick for actual fantasy information, if anybody's caring about that, is Cleveland's going to have no receivers because Josh Gordon is suspended and there's nobody left to catch the ball. So take a flyer on Andrew Hawkins and maybe Brian Hoyer will hook up with him. Someone's got to catch the damn ball down there. Hoyer's not going to throw for, 120 yards a game. He's going to have some stats, and someone's got to catch it. So Andrew Hawkins there.
For a few minutes there, I thought that might have been Artrell Hawkins.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to tell you how I knew I was in trouble with this Yahoo draft. Was when about 2 minutes before the room loaded up the draft, an ad came up in the draft room. And it just blew me away.
I'm just hanging out. 1 second. Okay. I didn't hear the last 15 seconds because they started giving me a Yahoo recap, some video, and I hit the mute button on my computer, but that muted you too. It muted everything I was hearing. So,
awesome.
All right, so you're back and she's gone, and so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it was funny. I was actually going on a diatribe about hating the load-up video right before the Yahoo draft. So how ironic is it that you're having problems with the stupid loading of this video in the draft room? I really wonder if they got all the kinks out of this. Very strange this year.
Yeah, it was a new draft room. It was very kinky. Not kinky sexy, but kinky kinks in it. But it was the first year. Maybe it'll run smoother next year. I know one thing. I'll remember next year to not use Exploder for my draft, no matter what computer I have. That was just a drizzling shit.
This is gonna be fun.
The show is going to be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, the next couple of nights will be much better.
That's right. We're back again tomorrow and Tuesday for an hour each, or an hour and a half, as it looks like it's going to be.
Yeah, this will be interesting. We have a lot of changes on everyone's team, especially the teams that didn't show up because it never drafts their defense right. And you,
yeah, exactly.
You have sort of that 50-50 team.
I refuse to recap my defensive players because half of them were automatically taken by Yahoo and are not currently alive. So here's my recap of my offensive players for my draft. I went with Drew Brees as my starting quarterback. You can't go wrong there. He's either the number one or number two quarterback off everyone's board, or some people number three. If you got a Wisconsin Homer League with love for Aaron Rodgers, Brees might be number three. But top three quarterback at worst, so very happy with that. My wide receiver core is very lacking. It's very hit or miss. I tried to go with Pierre Garçon at the top because he's a little more steady than a lot of other players, but he's still consider him a little bit hit or miss because of his quarterback, Robert Griffin, who's not very consistent. Torrey Smith is definitely hit or miss. He's definitely an 80-yard touchdown guy or nothing. Emmanuel Sanders is my third receiver. I like him a lot as a sleeper in the middle rounds, early to middle rounds of a draft. I don't necessarily love him as my third starting wide receiver every week. I would much rather have a better player above him and then use him as my fourth receiver, switching in and out with bye week, but it is what it is. I'll go with him there. My two running backs, Alfred Morris is a solid number one. Can't go wrong there. He's getting the ball every carry pretty much for Washington, and he's not being pulled for touchdowns. He's the goal line guy as well, so you got to love that. Rashad Jennings of the Giants, I'm taking a flyer on him. His first really real, in my opinion, shot at a number one starting job. David Wilson was going to be the main competition. He's out of the way because he's had to retire. I'm shocked the computer didn't have me fucking draft him. My tight end is Rob Gronkowski. That is a bit of a flyer, especially how early I took him. But he's the kind of guy you have to take him early because someone else will take a chance on him if you don't. And he's got all the potential of being the top tight end in the league if he stays healthy, right up there with Jimmy Graham. My flex at the moment is Pierre Thomas. I'll probably switch that out before the season begins. But I kind of like Pierre Thomas as a running sleeper because you get Darren Sproles out of there in New Orleans, and what I'm reading is Pierre Thomas might be the guy that Drew Brees looks for on checkdowns now. Now that Sproles is out, Thomas might be the one you want that's going to catch a lot of balls out of the backfield and put up some numbers on you. You hate playing those guys that get the 60 yards rushing and no touchdowns, but then you look at the passing page and they've got 70 yards receiving and two touchdown catches. You're like, where'd that come from? So that's what I'm hoping Pierre Thomas turns into for me. Bernard Pierce as my fourth running back on the team. I'm just going on a hunch that Ray Rice is done. That's how bad he looked last year. This has actually nothing to do with the fact that he beat his wife, which is reprehensible, and I think he should be drawn and quartered for that. But just based on how bad he looked playing football last year, I think Bernard Pierce might take over as the lead guy in Baltimore before the year is over, and you know he's getting the first two games to start the season because of the suspension to Ray Rice. So who knows? He might hold on to it from those first two games right off the bat. Reggie Wayne is a receiver on the bench. Riley Cooper is a receiver on the bench. Both of those are just sort of steady veteran guys that I think will put up decent numbers. They're not the boomer bust types that Torrey Smith and Emmanuel Sanders might be. And my sixth receiver, like I said, Andrew Hawkins of Cleveland. Someone's got to catch balls in Cleveland. I think he's as good as they need to put up some decent numbers there. And my backup quarterback, Breeze, Joe Flacco. Just a veteran guy, kind of, you know, hit or miss as well, but I don't have to worry about him for 1 week. I think he's a perfect quarterback for someone who takes one of those top three quarterbacks because you don't have to start Flacco at all except for the 1 week that Drew Brees is off. You're not considering mixing and matching and trying to start Flacco over Brees on a given week. So just stick with Brees the whole way and use Flacco 1 week. I'm actually not terribly disappointed with that team. I'm not thrilled about it at all, but, you know, it could have been a lot worse.
Well, this will be an interesting year for me. I've got two quarterbacks here with Russell Wilson and Jay Cutler that I almost look at, because I took them right back-to-back, I almost look at those being situational-type guys where I can actually – I'm not invested with a first-round pick with the guy, so it's not like what I had a couple years ago. I had Cam Newton and ended up drafting – Peyton Manning in his first year in Denver.
Oh.
You know, but who knew? You know, I took Peyton on a flyer like in the eighth round, and I waited too long to bench Cam Newton because he was my first round pick, you know. I won't feel that hesitation with Russell Wilson and Jay Cutler, so I think I'll be looking at a lot of the matchups. You know, who's playing the worst defense? Not the way I've ever approached the quarterback position before. But those are neither one of those guys I think are going to go out there and kill you. Cutler probably has more of a tendency that he could go out and have a horrible four-pick game. Wilson, though, will add points on the ground. Had a great preseason. That Seattle offense looks phenomenal. A couple of teams went out in the preseason. Every time the first team offense was out on the field, everything just looked like it clicked, and Seattle looked like... Can you peek in the preseason? Let's hope they didn't peek too soon. So those are my quarterbacks. They're throwing the ball to, well, they're not throwing figuratively, they're throwing the ball to my fantasy receivers. Alshon Jeffrey, really like what he did last year. A lot of big playability. I think he'll be, he'll see a lot of targets. That tandem, that Chicago offense is going to be something special if they can keep everybody upright. And they're going to need to because they're going to be in a lot of 38 to 35 games. Follow that up with Keenan Allen from San Diego. And that was, you know, that second half run that the Chargers went on was a lot of Phillip Rivers to Keenan Allen. And Cordarrelle Patterson, who was my rookie of the year last year, also a pick, though, because we factor in return yardage.
Yep.
So that's sort of the triple threat. He had rushing, receiving, and return touchdowns last year. So those are my three receivers, and I have Sammy Watkins lurking on the bench, just a pure speculative play to see, you know, if he can make anything of himself. But he could find himself cut after week one or week two off of my team. Running backs, probably the best running back group that I've ever had. I've had individually good running backs, but I've never had a solid group of running backs. I love Eddie Lacy and DeMarco Murray. Especially DeMarco Murray. That team's going to run the ball a lot, I think. You know, Tony Romo's a little iffy. Eddie Lacy on a throwing team gets a lot of running lanes, and anytime they get close to the goal line, he's getting the ball. Tosses in a few receptions, doesn't really do anything special, but he'll pound the ball, and he'll score a lot of touchdowns, which I like. Zach Ertz, my tight end, I'm not in love with, but I actually had my goal. This is something that was funny that you brought up early on before everything went to hell, was that Nick Foles went off the board really early. Second round, did I see?
20th overall, I believe.
Yeah, I had visions of drafting him in the fourth round or so.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm complaining about my quarterbacks, but I think the guy that I'd really honed in on was Nick Foles, and I saw him go off at 20, and now I was just like, well, screw it, I'm not taking a quarterback for a while. So I waited a long time for me to take a quarterback, because I was drafting, you know, I think I drafted Aaron Rodgers 2 years in a row, I drafted Cam Newton, I drafted, last year it was Drew Brees. So I've always been really big on the quarterbacks early, because it's a quarterback league, and they're clearly going to put up the most points of anybody in your league, but I'm trying a little bit of a different strategy here. Jeremy Hill, running back from Cleveland, great preseason. Rookie running backs usually produce. Giovanni Bernard, not known as a guy who's any good close to the goal line. He's good from 40 yards out, though. So that's always the trick. Is he going to run it in from 40 yards away? But I think as that team gets closer to the goal line, and they will, Cleveland's going to move the ball too. Like Jeremy Hill. It's almost like in that Jerome Bettis role. Maybe he'll have three carries for 4 yards and two touchdowns.
And three touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. Eric Ebron, who I mentioned right at the end of the draft, also that's just another speculation play on a tight end. Hauschka, my kicker. I love Steven Hauschka. One of the most reliable fantasy kickers out there. And you can get any... Well, there's a lot of reliable fantasy kickers out there. You got someone pretty early on. Who was that kicker?
The computer took Justin Tucker for me from Baltimore, and I don't care because it's a kicker. It doesn't matter.
That's great. Yeah, you could cut him tomorrow and pick up somebody else, no problem. Defense, I actually get to talk about defense because I picked every single one of my defensive players. Barry Church.
Well, you might not if we get a half hour of overtime as opposed to 15 minutes for the 30-minute show, then it's about to run out in 10 seconds. So we'll hold on and see. If we're about to leave, then goodbye, folks, and we apologize for the complete train wreck that was this show.
We'll find out because it says with the premium subscription, we get a 2-hour show every day if we want it. So this thing might just go for 2 hours no matter what.
Oh, gosh. We're still going, isn't it? Aren't we?
We're still going.
Barry, all right, well, go ahead. Talk about the defense.
Yeah, I got Barry Church from Dallas. I like tackle DBs. I don't look for the DBs who get a lot of picks because that is so hard to predict. I want guys who are around the ball a lot. So I tend to like safeties. I also tend to like cornerbacks who are terrible because, as we've always said, you push the guy out of bounds after a 30-yard catch, that's a point.
Tackle.
That's a point. I also like to start picking up cornerbacks who are playing against you. the week that I play you. I believe I did that to you the year, I think you had Tom Brady. And was it Ty Law? I went and just picked up Ty Law. And he just had like two picks and a pick six. It was great. Yeah. It was phenomenal. Because there's no better way to mitigate the other team's quarterback than to go and pick up the DB who he's just his nemesis out there. But yeah, Barry Church, Jonathan Cyprian, I'm sorry, from Jacksonville, Cam Chancellor. I love Cam Chancellor. He put that hit. I forget who he put that hit on in the Super Bowl. I thought was going to be flagged. And it wasn't, because it was a clean hit, but it was so violent that it looked dirty.
Might have been Julius Thomas over the middle.
He just jacked up somebody. And he's just one of those hard hits. You should get more points for hits like that in fantasy, but it doesn't happen. D lineman, I do not go for tackles. If you try to draft for tackles at the D-line position, you're going to lose at that position just about every time. Went strictly on sacks. Mario Williams, he's done, but he'll get his sacks. I also took a flyer on Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, I didn't even notice you took him because I was so busy with my draft room here.
I snuck him in there. Probably around the 15th or 16th round, where I usually load up is at linebacker. That's the most consistent fantasy defensive position. Carlos Dansby, Levante David, and my flyer on the great Paul Warlow, now that Atlanta is minus Sean Weatherspoon for the whole year. And that's a bad defense. That is a bad, bad defense in Atlanta. So there's going to be a lot of stuff in the running back, 7 yards, not in the backfield, 7 yards in your own defensive backfield. That guy's going to probably load up on quite a few tackles just on the awfulness of that defense.
Are you giving away part of your NFC preview that you don't like Atlanta again?
I don't like their defense. I don't think... We have our Buster draft on Tuesday night. Somebody might be wise to draft the Atlanta defense. We're going to see some pretty awful defenses drafted that night, and I have a feeling Atlanta might be one of them.
In the same division with New Orleans and Carolina, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Tampa.
No, you notice I did not talk about Tampa's offense.
No, the great McClown at quarterback. I still get to talk about him.
Jake McCrown, or whatever his name is.
I thought I was all done talking about McClown, but apparently I'm not. And I just I actually did a defensive speculative pick on Khalil Mack, linebacker from Oakland. Mostly just hedging my bets if Warlow does not produce. If he has two or three games in a row with 3 points, he might find himself replaced very quickly.
Yeah, the defensive players that I took on purpose that I can talk about would be DeQuell Jackson. I kind of talked about it when I took him. The Colts defense is about as bad as Atlanta's, and lots of tackles to be had in that linebacking core. I think he'll rack up the tackles. Of course, James Laurinaitis, son of Animal, Road Warrior Animal, very consistent tackler every year, as you well know, because as you said, you had him his rookie year. You were all over him right off the bat. And Jerod Mayo, I tell you what, this guy is going to be the defensive MVP of the league. I took him in the first round of this draft, and Jerod Mayo is just going to be an absolute stud this year. Or I did that on by accident and don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
He's a beast.
Oh, boy. And then on defensive line, Jared Allen is one of the premier sackers in the game. He's stayed consistent pretty much through his whole career. He's an old man, but he still keeps racking up the sacks every year. Now he's moving over with the Bears, and I don't see why that's going to be any different than with the Vikings. I think he's going to have his opportunities to run around the corner and do what he does. And I think the Bears are probably going to be smart enough to recognize that you don't need to run him out there every down. I think Leslie Frazier and the Vikings got a little desperate and were trying to put him out there all the time, you know, first, second, third down. And Jared Allen is a fantastic athlete with a great motor, but you don't need to be doing that to him. He's not of the age to be in every down back anymore. So I think the Bears are smart enough to know that, and they'll have him out there situationally, and he'll save up his energy and get around the corner, and he'll try to be effective and do what Julius Peppers couldn't do for the last couple of years in Chicago.
Yeah, I didn't pay enough attention. One of the guys I was watching for to see is if any of the Packer fans drafted Julius Peppers. It was very similar to the pickup of Jared Allen for the Bears. It's the same situation. End of the career, only good at one thing. You just go get the quarterback, and that's all you're good at. If you can't do it, you're done.
Yep. So time to go sort of find something else to do.
Yeah, sort of the last hurrah. I don't know if – I think Peppers will benefit from Clay Matthews eating up some of that. I think they're also playing Peppers as more of like a stand-up linebacker, except more up at the line. So I think he's going to have a little bit more freedom. Maybe they want to use that – I don't know if they think he still has that playmaking ability like he had in – Carolina, I neglect to say with the Bears, because I think he was a bust with the Bears. I think you'd agree.
He was double teamed a lot. What happened was in Carolina, there were enough other defenders around him where they couldn't key on him, and he was able to have his freedom to do his damage. And then when he got to Chicago, the double team started coming because there was no one else around really to help him out on that defensive line.
Right.
And he might be completely done, but he might have something left. It's hard to tell because he was so smothered up in Chicago that no one would let him get off because he was all the Bears had. They knew once they shut him down that there was nothing else to worry about. So we'll see.
That's what will make it interesting because, you know, I think Clay Matthews was suffering from the same thing the last couple of years. You know, he had that big breakout year, the year they won the Super Bowl, and then everybody was like, let's start taking care of that guy.
And then he
just disappeared. So I'm guessing they brought in Peppers to sort of take a little bit of that pressure off of Clay Matthews. And if they're still going to roll all the blocking over to Clay Matthews, maybe they're just hoping that Peppers just has enough left in the tank that he's going to be able to get to the other team's quarterback. But I was interested to see if anybody was going to draft him. I had thought about it, but the reason I didn't was because he's only qualifies at linebacker. And I wasn't going to waste a pick on a guy who's going to maybe get some sacks, but he's not going to get many tackles. I want that guy who's going to go out there and just that linebacker position needs to be 10, 12 solid points every week. It just, you know, and then if you have a guy who happens to get a pick or he gets a couple of sacks, that's great because then all of a sudden 10 or 12 can become 20. You can really load up the points at DB and linebacker. I mean, we've seen some individual defensive players pick up 30, 40 points in a game. I think James Harrison had a game a few years ago. That was sort of like that Monday night game when nobody owned him, and he had like 50 points in one game. It was just insane. I know Julius Peppers had a few games like that where, you know, pick six and sacks, strip sacks. I mean, all those things add up in individual defensive leagues. But I like playing with the defensive players. I think this goes back to when you and I were in Sandbox.
Yes, the late lamented sandbox.com.
Which I loved the Sandbox format, but what I thought was the problem with the Sandbox was you only got to pick one DB, one D lineman, and one linebacker.
Right.
So it was almost like a disposable position. There was no weight. It was also a lot of luck.
A lot of luck.
And what it really ended up being a lot of was just cutting that guy every week and then picking up another guy.
And that's sort of a loser's game because you're trying to get that lottery ticket. You're trying to find that one guy that's going to put up the 15 or 20 points for you, and that's almost impossible to figure out who that guy is going to be. From game to game, you just can't do it. You can try, but you're probably going to fail. This is back in the heyday when Darrell Revis was still considered good. And, you know, people would pick him up every time for that DB spot, not realizing that nobody throws at him because he's Darrell Revis. So you're going to wind up with 1 point, you know, because he gets like one tackle and that's about all he does, or one pass defense. So it was very much a crapshoot, a lot of luck involved. And I remember that's when I used to love owning Lance Briggs in those leagues, because he was steady. He was a solid, you were talking about steady. Yeah, 5, 6, 7 points every week. He wasn't going to explode for the 15 or 20, but he wasn't going to give you a zero either, and that usually made a big difference in your game.
Yeah, you know, I think you and I were always racing to see who could be the first one to draft Lance Briggs every year.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because it wasn't we weren't going after Urlacher.
No, because he was so much a boom or bust guy. He could get you 15, he could get you 2.
Well, I'll put a plug in now. I picked up the new Madden. Madden went back 10 years, apparently, because last year was Madden 25. This is now Madden 15. But last year was
very
confusing. I know. I was like, what are they going to do when it's 2025? I don't know. But last year, of course, was the 25th anniversary of Madden. This is Madden 15. I like it. It's very fast-paced. It used to be you could spend a lot of time especially on defense, taking the time to double guys up and move a lot of the guys. You don't get that anymore. It's basically pick your play, get up there, they snap the ball. They're not giving you all that time to make the adjustments. So I think it feels a little bit more real.
Interesting.
They said that they were putting a lot more emphasis on the actual stats that they assigned to the players. And you can tell. You can tell who the good players are and who the bad players are. Of course, I play as Atlanta. My defense is absolutely horrible. I think I have the 31st ranked defense in the league, but I have one of the highest ranked offenses in the league. Because I can always run the ball in Madden. I'm the boring Madden player. What did you call it? The Novocaine offense?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to go bombs away to do what you wanted to do. You would just get your first downs. You would just keep checking down and dinking and doinking and 5 yards here and 10 yards there. And
I remember those days of playing Madden against you and how just ultimately frustrated you ended up being, because I would end up going on like 14 play 80-yard drives and it would just drive you nuts.
Last 7 minutes. It would take 7 minutes of game time off. And it's not like we were playing 15-minute quarters, because you didn't have the patience for that. We're playing like 7-minute quarters, and you would take the entire quarter running one drive.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
It definitely kept the scores down. But, yeah, no, I tend to do that. I'll tell you, the interesting guy on that Atlanta offense who's great in a video game but horrible in reality is Devin Hester. Because he's faster than everybody else on the field. So if he gets behind the DB, it's just over the top rainbow 50-some yard touchdown. If he hangs on to it, that is very real. With Devin Hester, there's no guarantee that he's going to hang on to it. I also don't have him run any routes. I don't have him run. I don't have him run slants. I don't have him run outs. If he's on the field, it's strictly to run a go pattern. And that's it. And even I'll do the little hot route. I don't know if they have that on your Madden, because you're playing Madden 03.
Yeah,
I don't know if they have the option where you can just change the route of an individual receiver back then.
They do. I just never use it.
Oh, I use it. It actually works great if you just, you know, you get to the line quick and you look at the defense and you're in a passing play. And you can kind of see like a soft spot in the defense. You can call like a quick slant and just know you're going to beat the DB and just get a nice little pop or a quick out. It's a lot of fun, you know. I'm not winning every game, which I actually find enjoyable. Last year's Madden was so easy this year's, I actually have lost a couple of times, so it's a little bit more fun. But I definitely enjoy it. Of course, I have a PlayStation 4. I think I'm two generations ahead of you there. That's okay.
I'll catch up one of these days, you know.
But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I had picked up the MLB game as well, which I think we'd talked about at one point. Probably not on the show, but that game is just... Those MLB The Show games are just... They're hard. I don't have that much time. I don't have that much time to invest with two kids now, you know, in learning something that's, you know, football is pretty easy. You run, you tackle, you throw, you catch. It's a little more strategy. The baseball, trying to recognize pitches and then all the little base running nuance. I play it, but I just don't have the time to invest in it right now. But I managed to sneak a game of Madden in almost every day. Because I don't play like you do. I don't play 15-minute quarters.
Right. And you also have time on your hands with the addition of Baby Grant.
That's right.
Now you're about That's right. on paternity leave.
Yeah, I'm for another 3 weeks I'll be on baby detail, which is something I'm going to have to get back to here in a few minutes. My wife jumped right out of the draft to go feed the baby. I'm really tired. We get to figure out who's. I'm probably going to be the one staying up here. But yeah, it's fun. I'll probably end up taking the baby downstairs, play another game of Madden. There's. he does sleep a lot, but you got to be ready at a moment's notice because he will wake up and he will wake up cranky.
Oh.
You know, and it's also if I'm not doing it, my wife's doing it. So she's up every 3 hours then, and that's not going to work. So I don't look forward to what it's going to be like for her when I go back to work.
Oh, yeah.
Because she'll be home. She took a lot more time off than I did, but she'll be home, which will make it interesting because on those nights that I'm working, I'm not staying up all night and then going to work for 10, 12 hours the next day. I did it. Once in a while, because sometimes she'd just wake me up and be like, "That's you got to get up. You got to do it. I'm too tired." You know, and you do it, and you're tired, and you drink a lot of coffee the next day, and you just don't do it too many days in a row. Because then you end up like The Walking Dead.
Yes. I'm familiar with that. Not that I have kids, but I'm familiar with the trying to go a little too hard, and the next day you're like, oh, where am I?
Well, if I learned a lesson tonight, it's that next year let's plan the show for after the draft. This is sadly, this has been the best part of the show.
I actually think it might work fine again live during the draft, so long as I'm not trying to do it on Exploder.
Yeah, there were chunks there where we were actually talking about our picks and not just complaining about the draft. I keep calling it chat room. Ugh. It's showing my age, the draft room.
Yeah, that was the whole point of doing it live, was to get some football talk in and actually talk about our picks and talk about the players. And, you know, it was such a clusterfuck that, you know, it never turned out, you know, the way it was supposed to. But
on the positive side, we know that the Skype works.
We think the Skype works. They were saying they couldn't hear us the first 30 minutes.
Well, I definitely at one point had my wife. She did it all on her own. She went to our show page, and I could hear us both on her laptop mic.
I heard it too. Yeah,
you know, so we were definitely. There was a little bit of a delay, not much. I was surprised at how little of a delay there was. Maybe a second or two between what we were saying and what made it to air. But yeah, it sounded clear. I mean, it definitely was more clear than what we were used to in the past. So tomorrow night, AFC. Is it AFC tomorrow night?
AFC preview tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central Time.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, I'm ready to wrap this thing up.
Yeah, we got to shut this thing down. This was just, oh, my God. Again, folks, I apologize. This was just, we set a train wreck, and here we are going on an hour and 50 minutes. And
that's right.
you couldn't have got a bigger train wreck. So, we'll see everybody tomorrow night, 9 o'clock for our hour long AFC preview, which will hopefully go a lot smoother than this went tonight.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night.
That's right.
Good night, everybody.